There's an army that is rising out of dry bones. Global Burden Bearers, a home of encounters, transformation, and miracles by the power of God. A place where rooted, rugged, and dogged generous are raised. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onisha. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated, on Instagram and Telegram at Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. Sit back and listen as the president of the ministry, Pastor Victor Onisha, bring forth God's words.
Lord, we want to give you praise for this afternoon. Lord, the reason why we will live before you again and again is because of your act, your mighty act that meets us. No wonder the psalmist says, "Who art thou, man, that thou art mindful of?" Thank you for being mindful of us. Thank you, Father, for your notable, palpable presence amidst us. Let the nation know that it is the Holy Ghost at work in Global Body Bearers. All the accurate prophetic word, all the healings, all the deliverances, all the miracle, it is you, Jesus. This afternoon we came to return all the praise for the success of the miracle night. Thank you for today's service, for the first and second service. Thank you, Father, for that which you are going to do. Thank you because you are bringing lives and families out of frustration this afternoon. Thank you, Father, because your word is going to come with light and great understanding. Sweet Holy Spirit, breathe upon your word. Let the next voice that your people will hear, let it be the voice of Jesus through my mouth. Let Jesus alone be glorified. It's a vow, it's a commitment. The glory belongs to you, Jesus. We will not share your glory. So Holy Spirit, go ahead, throw your weight around. Do what only you can do. Take all the praise, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. To your left, to your right, can you welcome somebody to God's presence with a smile on your face? Hallelujah. We want to bless God for what God is doing in this house. Can you do it better? Can you shake your neighbor? You are sitting down with a president in no time to come. You are sitting down with a bank manager. So the hands you give today can give you a job tomorrow. Can you do it better now? Do it better. Do it better. Hallelujah. Constantly, I will continue to say this because of the things that God has shown us, that we will all be great and we will know ourselves. We will know ourselves. Prophecy is coming to pass. I just saw how Mashak walked in with his. Ah! Give Jesus a clap of praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Prophecy is coming to pass. You know that day when we went to dedicate to name that baby, when I had the baby on my hands, the Lord just whispered to me and said, "This is prophecy coming to pass." Hallelujah. Bless God for what God is doing in this ministry. And it's from glory to glory. Hallelujah. By God's grace, today we're going to be wrapping up our series on Covenant of Wealth. We have been looking at wisdom in finance. And today it's part 4. Wisdom in finance. And this afternoon we're going to be paying attention to things people, in bracket, believer, does that make them to get broke financially. Things people do that makes them get broke financially. And I'm talking to believers here this afternoon. I want you to please pay close attention to the things that will be said today. Now, you will need the Holy Ghost you need to be sensitive to the Spirit of God to know when we are switched to second service. So as I preach, the Holy Ghost will give you understanding when we are switched. Hallelujah. So we're looking at things people do that makes them to get broke financially. The book of Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 7. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. and with all thy getting, get understanding.
Wisdom is the principal thing. We said principal is the word vital, the word crucial, the word important. Wisdom is the most important thing, so therefore get wisdom. In all thy getting, get understanding. The book of Psalm 90 verse 12, everyone. Psalm 90 verse number 12. David prayed a prayer, and that is our prayer this afternoon. Psalm 90 verse number 12.
Psalm 90 verse number 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
So if wisdom is a principal thing, David went ahead to pray. He said, teach us to number our days, so that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. Teach me to number my days, so that I, Victor, can apply my heart to wisdom. So this afternoon, we are at the feet of Christ this afternoon, so that he can teach us how to number our days, because a man's days are numbered on the face of the earth. So that means he needs to live his life with so much wisdom. Why they announced my birthday, and everyone rise and we were clapping, I told my wife, I'm getting old and they are clapping. Because day by day, it dawned on me that I am already close to my grave. Those days when I was a teenager, and I met God someone, I would ask for programs to minister. And the time I minister and I come back, and there's a way the power of God move, and I said, I'm still a teenager. I still have time. And down the road now, I've left 20s, we're in 30s. Very soon now, 40s is calling for us. David prayed this prayer, and that should be every one of our prayer. Time is going. Teach us to number our days, so that we can apply our heart to wisdom. In other words, we need wisdom to live a meaningful life here on earth. Look at Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15. The scripture is very key and cardinal. Ephesians 5 verse number 15.
Ephesians 5 verse number 15.
Yes.
See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
Media, if we can get the Message Bible, there's a rendition, there's a way the Message Bible put it, which is very important to today's service. So, ministers, if we can get the Message Bible, I will appreciate it. But King James said, see that ye walk circumspectly, not as fool, but as wise. In our series, I spoke the other time that a believer can live his life like a fool. Now, if we have the Message Bible now, can we take that rendition? Yes.
Message Bible. So watch your step. Use your head.
Oh, watch your step. Use what? Use your head. Can you preach to your neighbor? Use your head. Now look at the Message Bible again. It said, so watch what? Watch your steps. Then use your what? So this afternoon we came to receive wisdom from God's feet, so that we can use our head, and so that we can watch our steps. Teach us to number our days. Teach us to live in your ways.
Oh Father, help us to live in your days. Teach us to number our days, and teach us to live in your ways. Oh Father, help us to live in your ways. Oh, teach us.
Place your right hand on your chest. It's a prayer.
Teach us to live in your ways. Oh Father, help
us personalize it. Teach me.
To live in your ways.
Teach me to live in your ways. Oh Father, help me to
Now we're looking at things people do. Our emphasis on believers, things that people do, or things that people do that make them get broke financially. Number one on my list is what I call deliberately ignoring covenant practice. Deliberately ignoring covenant practice. Deliberately ignoring covenant practice. In our series, I spoke to us on covenant practice. Any man that ignores covenant practice must get broke financially. Just a matter of time. I've seen people that they inherited money, meaning their parents gave them possession. And down the road, the money got finished because of lack of covenant sense. They squandered it in a hurry. So one of the things that makes men to get broke in life is when they deliberately ignore covenant practice. Meaning, I know the covenant practice, but I have refused deliberately to practice them. You must get broke. In other words, the future of your children is not guaranteed. Now, what are the covenant practice for those that did not attend the service that we taught about covenant practice? Now, after the service, you go to the media team. My messages are free. It's my gift to my generation. So you get that, you go there and get the message on the covenant of wealth. We have part 1 to 5. It's free. Go with your phones, with your laptop, with your device, and you get the message there. But just for us to be on the same page, list of covenant practice number one is what we call tithing. Tithe is 10% of all your income. You tithe from your salary. You tithe from your business. You tithe from your pocket money as student. You are going on campus and you are giving 50,000 naira, 100,000 naira, 30,000 naira. You will need to tithe from that pocket money. The only money that you should not tithe from is your school fees. Businessmen and women, the only money you should not tithe from is your capital. But everything that has to do with your gain, you must tithe from it. Somebody just saw you and said, I'm blessed by your clothes. I'm blessed. I'm giving 20,000, 10,000. You need to tithe from that money. Very important. So when men or when believers, when they deliberately ignore covenant practice, they get broke in life. So list of covenant practice, we say tithe. Number two, first fruit. Every year, your first salary as a civil servant, working in a company or wherever, your first salary goes to God. Your first salary. In January, it is first fruit. You do it because of your love God, and you do it because it's one of the covenant practice. Very important. Number three, covenant practice. Giving to parents. You must give to your parents. Sow seed into the life of your parents. Maybe at your level, you're still coming up. You can do it once a year during Christmas time or during their birthday. You get something powerful for them. As time goes on, you do it after every 3 months. As time goes on, you start doing it every month, according to the blessings of God on your life. Very important. If you're here, say amen. They're giving to your spiritual parent. Sowing seed into the life of your spiritual parent. That's what we call prophet offering. The next on our list is project offering. When a project is going on in church, like in the ministry right now, we are on our land project, Zion City land project. So you give willingly to the project. It is called project giving. They're giving to the poor and less privileged. The reason why God packaged poor and less privileged people around you is so that you can impact their life. Sister, you have so many clothes in your box. God is saying, please share the clothes. You have so many shoes. God is saying, share it. Impact the lives of the poor and less privileged. As you go to the market, as you go for shopping, you're going to buy clothes. So buy for the less privileged. You just tell yourself that this too is for the less privileged. And if you look very well, you see people that are less privileged around you, impact their life. He that giveth to the poor, lendeth to God. For more details, get the teaching on covenant practice. The Lord bless you. Things that makes people to get broke financially. Number two, it's using all their savings and earning for celebrating ceremonies. Using all their savings, all their earnings for celebrating ceremonies. For example, using all your savings, using all your earnings to conduct your wedding. Ah, my wedding is by the corner. I need to prove a point. Ah, the other time, Emeka did his own wedding. I saw how they invested so much money on it. So all my life savings, I will use it for marriage. So hear this. Wedding is one day. Then after that, you begin to live your marriage life. So it is wisdom not to use all of your savings. Now, we are not saying now we come for your wedding, then we are not being able to drink some drinkable. Because some persons are coming to that wedding because of the rice and because of the drink. You get it now? So, but we are saying don't use all of your savings. If you are here, say amen. So there are so many that use their savings, their hard-earned money, everything, home and abroad, everything in the account, and wedding by fire, by force. Just to prove a point, I went to Abuja. The way my friend did her own. She's coming for my own. I will show her that God has blessed me. No, don't prove a point to anybody. If you are here, say amen. So we say, for example, using all your savings for what? For wedding. Example number two, using all of your savings for birthday. My birthday is by the corner. Hear this. Let me tell you the truth. It's a crime that you want to do birthday. Then you want to feed everybody. Makot the gather. I have birthday. And it's all of your savings, all of your earnings. It's not correct. It is lack of wisdom. If you are here, say amen. Example number three, using all of your savings for burial ceremony. The Bible says, let the dead do what? Bury the dead. See, the elders from my father's house, we had problem during my late dad's burial. My other brother had exam in BSU, so he had to catch up with his exams. It was close to his exam, so he had to go back. So my mom told me, said, Pastor, please, you have to stay back with me. I told her, no problem. So one of the elder, he was emphasizing on seven goats. Seven. So the way the man was talking about the seven goats, I was looking at his eye. Meaning that goat, seven. So I asked the question. I said, with all due respect, sir, the way you guys are emphasizing on this goat is as if it's food that we want to come and eat here. Say, you have been sorted, elder. I said, no, I have not. I said it politely that no, you guys should ask what happened before this man died. He has precious children that are already on campus that we need to pay school fees and all of that. So in our own day and time today, we as believers must be very, very wise. Because some persons, that burial food, some persons, they will not cook food for the whole of that day again. They'll come and camp there. So it's lack of wisdom for you to use all of your savings just to bury daddy, just to bury mommy. It's not correct. Let the dead do what? Now, the other time, sorry to say this, a notable person died in our country and they went to bury the person and they used a golden casket. So the area guys, they got angry. They visited the graveyard in the night. They were angry that we have been hungry here. Nobody impacted our life. They removed the dead body and put on it, and they carried the golden casket. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we are saying using all of your hard-earned money to conduct burial ceremony is not what? It's not correct. Please, mommy, daddies, God give you wisdom. Young men and women, may the Lord give you wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, using all of your hard-earned money to buy the latest car or one of the flashy car is not wisdom. All of your salary, all savings abroad and inbroad, you gather it. Say, that car, I'll buy it. If I don't buy Prado, Thunder, Fire. Those cars, you know, people can do all kinds of things. It's not correct. If you are here, say amen. So number three, things people does or people do that make them get broke financially. Number three now. Using all their savings for feeding. Using all their savings for feeding and for meeting up ends meet. It's not wisdom to use all of your savings for feeding. It's not wisdom. Some persons, if they want to eat today, Jesus is Lord. They say this when you are alive that you can eat. But it's not wisdom to use all of your savings to eat. It's not correct. It is a demonstration of lack of wisdom. If you are here, say amen. Note this. If you use all of your savings for feeding and meeting up ends meet, it is a demonstration of lack of wisdom, meaning you need wisdom. And that's the reason for today's service. You need wisdom. All of your savings, use it for feeding, use it to meet up to ends meet. It's not wisdom. And so many times people do all of that and they start praying for house rent. They start praying for children's school fees. They start praying for their next level. It's not correct. Now, on this point, this is my counsel. Don't eat your future. Don't eat your future. Now, if you look at our parents, thank God for the wonderful parent we God has given to us. You will hear mommy say, the reason why I could not do this is because of so that you people can go to school. I remember my mom, she told us one of the days, called I and my elder brother, and he said, the Hollandies that I didn't wear to send people to school, now that God have helped people that you people are graduates, I want to start wearing the Hollandies. We told her, no problem. God is going to bless us. We are going to do that. Very important. She was telling us that she sacrificed I and my late dad so that we can go to school. The reason why she was struggling so hard is so that we can have a future. Young people hearing the sound of my voice, now start saving for your children yet unborn. It is wisdom. It is wisdom. You know, some I said in this service that their young ladies are missed out. They started buying land. They are sitting down hearing the sound of my voice. They started buying their land. They are not married, but they started buying land. So brother, what are you waiting for? And there are brothers in the house that I know their landed properties. So it is wisdom for us to prepare for the future. So don't eat everything now. As a matter of fact, I want to bind some persons from going to Mr. Biggs. Because at this point of your life, it's time for investment. There are things you should not do now. Now can I go further? Can I bind some persons from going to suya joint every day? Every day, suya. It's not correct. You are eating your future. Now can I bind some of us? Then you wear a shoe of 100,000 here. Please, after the service, if what you are wearing on your leg is 100,000 naira, meet me, I will lay hands on you specially. It's not correct. If you are here, say amen. Now, before you can buy a shoe of 100,000, let it be said you have been able to save at least 10 million naira. Then I can permit you. Are you there now? Very important. So, person, when you see their packaging and you go to their room, you will just do sign of the cross. I believe in packaging in this ministry. One of our core values is excellence. But don't package at the expense of your future. Don't do it. It's not correct. Is God helping us this afternoon? Hallelujah. Number four things that people do that makes them to get broke in life. Number four is living an expensive life. Living an expensive life. An expensive life. Living above your income and present level. Living above your income and present level. Just to prove a point. Just to prove a point. I want to say this. Don't compete with anybody. Don't. The sky is too big for two stars to be fighting. The forest is too big for two elephants to be fighting. So everybody, shine your shine. I and my wife were talking today, we're laughing. So, as a good husband, as a wonderful husband, you can ask her. So I wanted to clean her shoes. So when I was polishing my own, I told her, what are you going to wear? So when she brought it out, so I saw so many shoes that I told her, I said, Kai, life is in phases, men are in sizes. I remember those days when we got married that she had just two shoes. So we're laughing that my wife will come to church, she will be walking like this. It's not as if she had bow leg. If the loafers has, then the high heel has gone one side. I said, Jesus, have mercy. And today The story is not the same. How many years back? 7 years back. So who told you that on this level? Forever. God will change your level as time goes on. Don't prove any points to anybody. If you are here, say amen. So living an expensive life just to prove a point is a demonstration of lack of wisdom. Living above your income. You know your income. So I'm collecting 15,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000. Don't spend everything. No, it's lack of wisdom. Don't live an expensive. You even hear some ladies say, me, I'm an expensive lady. Any brother that's coming, just know that my cream is 20,000. Okay. My phone. Now, I discovered that even right now in traditional wedding list, now they used to add phone to it. Let's just pass there. Introduction is touchlight. The real wedded. Look at the way this arrow is looking. It's Android device. So get set. Then cream and soap and every other thing. I was looking here when I was saying it. I was looking here. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things I want to say, when you see people living an expensive life, is because of they want to prove a point. Now, one of the things I want you to clean from your mind is, don't prove any point. Just be yourself. Now, if I say I'm coming to your house now, and you want to do all of those preparations, that's what will make me not to come. Just be yourself. Now, one of the things that attracted me to my wife is, number one, she's natural. Natural beauty. Natural. Natural beauty. Number two, I saw a woman that she told me, this is me. So I told her, you two, you know me, Pastor Victor. I'm a very simple person. This is me. I just packed out of my father's house. This is me. If you want to marry me, marry me. If you don't want to marry me, just allow me to continue praying. Meaning God, the woman you showed me, she has refused. So, where is the better option? And God said, no, it must be this one. Just be yourself. Sister, any man that cannot accept you the way you are, is not fit for you. Brother, can I balance it now? Any lady that cannot accept you the way now you are struggling, is not fit for your future. Many of you don't know the reason why I respect my wife. You don't know the reason why I give her placement and all of that. It's because when I was nothing, she believed in me. Absolutely nothing, nothing. The only thing I had was vision. Number two, and my books and my Bible. There's one Bible on my table. We call it Ark of the Covenant. Genesis chapter 1 till chapter 20 is not inside. Because of the way I've read that Bible. Some verses are tear. I had to buy another study Bible. Now that's the Bible that she saw, and she said, if she doesn't marry me, she will kill herself. That was the Bible. Take your seat in God's house. So there was nothing. Don't prove any point. Hallelujah. It's good that people come to see you the way you are now, so that when God change your level, they will appreciate God better. So when we were there, one of my friends came from Abuja and said, Pastor, I want to come and see you. You know, sometimes this social media used to cause problems, right? So that was the initial time the ministry were on Facebook. So the thing that he saw God doing, he called me, I gave him the address. When he came and he opened the door, it was plastic chair. No television. So the way he entered, and just the way I was smiling, I was looking at him. I said, see, that's your business. So I was just smiling. Me and my wife were comfortable. Who told you that we need television? We saw television in our future. At that point, I didn't have the money. That's the truth. The money to buy television. But today, come to my house. Things have changed. Who told you that God will not change your level? So don't prove what? Any point. When God sees that you are proving a point, he will just remove his hand and say, continue proving the point. Somebody getting it? When God sees that you are proving a point, he will what? He will remove his hand. The prayer, lay your right hand on your head. Lord, don't remove your hand though, on my case. Don't remove your hand. Lord, I will be myself. Don't remove your hand from my gates. I will be myself. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. I will be myself. I will not prove any points. I will not. I will not prove any points. I will not prove any points. I will be myself. I will be myself. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer.
Amen.
That leads us to point number 5. Things people do that makes them to get broke financially. Number 5. Living a life or a lifestyle of debt. Living a life or a lifestyle of debt. The people that live a life of debt. Have you heard people say, I am credit worthy? Me, credit, no, they had me, oh. Ha. Say, even my mother, they collect past me, oh. Even my father, they collect past. It's not an inheritance, oh. That's not a good inheritance. If you're here, say amen. The people that live their life constantly borrowing. Constantly borrowing to meet ends meet. Constantly borrowing. Meaning, today, me and a chicken, I want chop. Then you go and meet someone and say, please, there's a pressing need. The person thinks that it's truly a need is just to collect the money and just go and buy chicken. And you need to see how the person will just come and sit there and say, man, no go die. Then you start eating. Living on what? On debt. It's not correct. Then somebody's wedding is coming forth. Then you, your own, they just enlisted you as part of the men on suit. Then you go and borrow money and go and buy the suit. After the wedding, you'll be paying basic. It's not correct. It's not correct. If you are here, say amen. Now the scripture told us that we should what? Use our head. Very important. Now that leads us to point number 6 because of our time. Things that people do that makes them to get broke financially. Number 6. Engaging in wasteful and deadly habits. Engaging in wasteful and deadly habits. Just give us a few lists of wasteful and deadly habits. Number 1. Drinking of alcohol. As believers, it is wrong for you to drink alcohol. So when you see anyone that's giving to alcohol, what they are doing is they are living a wasteful life. They are living a wasteful life. For such ones, they don't have a future. Their children don't have a future. Now, the other day, I asked somebody to ask how much they are selling beer and 3-3. And when they came with reply, they told me that one bottle goes for 500, depending on the place that they are selling it. Or some other places go for 1,000 naira. You know, the same mineral you buy from the kiosk, how much are they selling mineral now? 120. But if you go and sit down in Mr. Biggs, you'll be shocked. It's 500. Because the AC that's blowing you is included in the mineral. Uh-huh. So, then somebody goes constantly to Mr. Biggs and is making order for 3-3 for Goda. And let's assume that the amount is 1,000 naira. And buy one bottle for himself, buy one bottle for his friend. How much is that? Now, and you know, people used to have plenty of friends. Drunkards, they have plenty of friends. Then they hear him. Hey! Then the guy decides, give him one. Now, that's 3 bottles, right? That's what? 3,000 naira. And he goes there every day. Now, can we calculate 3,000 times 7? Mathematician, be fast about it. Huh? 21,000. Now, 21,000 times 4. 84,000 naira a man is spending for bottles of beer in 1 month. How would that man build a house? How will he train his children in school? So the money which God has given to him, he has succeeded in what? In squandering it. Somebody wave your hands and say, Lord, thank you because I'm a believer. Can you see that it's very easy to serve God? If you are an unbeliever, oh God, you have scattered your destiny. And this is what you see some places. Early morning, Mama Janet Alpha, one bottle, my clear eye. In the afternoon he will escape during break time in his office. He will go and see. There's this spirit that controls them. If they don't drink, they are not comfortable. And we, what controls us is the Holy Ghost. Mama saying that true, very important. We, what controls us is what? Is the Holy Ghost. If you are here, say amen. Now, example number two of wasteful and deadly habits is smoking. Smoking. Constantly, it has been said that smokers are likely to do what? To die young. So now, hear this. What is happening to the exhaust of a car is the same thing that's happening to you when you are smoking. My wife is a medical person. She will tell you, liver what? Okay, liver cirrhosis. Let's take it easy. Then your lungs too is having issues. Your mouth is as black as anything. If I'm your wife, I will not kiss you. With that kind of blackness of the mouth. Now, and hear this. You see somebody constantly with lighter in his pocket, is with cigarettes, packet upon packet. Then when he wants to graduate, he graduates to Igbo. Any street that he goes, he knows where they are selling it. His spirit can sense it. Can sense it that it's that house that they are selling. I don't know. A guy came from Abuja and came to our street, those days that were coming up. We were very shocked the way he located the Igbo joint. They had the spirit to sense where the thing is happening. They would just align and know that this is the place. So if you are here, you are still coming to church, you are still smoking one stick of cigarette, it's not correct. You are wasting your life. You are killing yourself slowly. God gave you life, then you are reducing your life. It is lack of wisdom. If you are here, say amen. Example number three of wasteful habit is clubbing. Clubbing. Any man that drinks must humanize. Drinking and humanizing goes together. Clubbing. That he carries ladies to club, they dance, then they go to the hotel room, rent a hotel. It's lack of wisdom. Pays ladies how much thousands to sleep with them. It's not correct. So those are wasteful habits. Brothers, one of the prayers I want to pray for you is that even when you leave Makodi, when no brother is there, when no believer, when people that truly knows you, when they are not there, that you'll be able to stand your ground. I have seen people that are on fire in Makodi. Don't talk in. They love God. Then get to another city. Then you'll be shocked the things that they do. Nobody knows me here. Meaning your walk with God is not deep. If it's deep, then when you get to another city, you look for fireful brethren. And you just go and mingle yourself with them. What is fire doing with water? Anywhere I go, as soon as I get there, the next time, I'm looking for fireful believers. While I was on campus, a pastor just came. He just looked at me and just came and sat down with me. So I was, as soon as I looked at him, the two of us, we said, man of God together. Man of God. We just called ourselves this together. He said, how do you know I'm a man of God? He said, by their fruits. I just came and I just saw you and I just knew you're a man of God. So by our fruit, they shall what? They shall know us. So I want to say this. We should avoid wasteful what? Habits. Now, we have a very long list of that because of our time. You know the things that takes money away from you. It's not correct. Sorry to say this. I cited a brother by prophecy. And I discovered I used to visit brothels. He comes to church and he still goes to sleep with prostitutes. So while I sat him in with prophecy, I told him to see me after the service. So I sat him down and said, what's the meaning of that? So then I asked him, how much do you people pay? He said, he's paid 10,000 naira. 10,000 naira. I said, how much is your salary? The salary is 15,000 naira. So you can see how lack of wisdom. Can you wave your hands again and say, thank you, Jesus, for salvation? Can you thank God for your salvation? Wave your hands and just thank God for your salvation. Thank God for salvation. Hallelujah. And that leads us to point number seven now. Seven, right? Things people do that make them to get broke financially. Number seven, giving birth to children every year without any sustainable means of livelihood. Giving birth to children every year. And anyone that stays in this commission, I don't believe in giving birth to children every year. You are not building upstairs. We don't believe in that in this ministry. Very important. Nobody is going to have delay. If you watch all my daughters that are from our loins, your spiritual loins, all of them, they have their children. Others are even pregnant right now. They are waiting for their safe delivery. So it is very wrong for you to be giving birth every year and you don't have the money to sustain those children. Now, in case your mother have called you and said, see, we know plenty for our family. Now, 12 you go born. I stand there to say, I intercept with that thing. It's not correct. Football team. It's not correct. If you are here, say amen. Now, hear this. I and my wife in courtship. She came from a polygamous family. We have to pray against the demon of polygamy. So in case you are coming from that kind of family, you need to war with that spirit. That spirit is not correct. It's not from God. War with it. What fights your father? It has the ability to fight you. What fights your mother? It has the ability to fight you. So you have to stand your ground and say, I am different. I come out. No wonder God told you, come out of thy father's house. Now, if you look at the life of your mother and you notice a character trait, now start studying your own life, or else you'll start seeing it in your own life. I told us the other day, my mom paid us a visit and she sat me down and said, Pastor, this thing that you did now, your dad did it to me. Don't do it again. I was not there, but I was manifesting it, even as a man of God. So there are times that now those of us that are parents that stay alive, observe their life and make up your mind that your own life will be different from their own. As soon as my mom told me, I told myself, Victor, you will not do this again. Very important. If you are here, say amen. So we want to say that giving birth to children every year without a sustainable means of livelihood or without a means of taking care of them is not correct. So believers, make sure you do what you are doing according to what? Your means. There are some other persons that despise their children. Now, first child, it is advisable that after 2-3 years, then the next one should come. Then second child or third child, we can space them either 2-3 years or 4-4 years. Something like that. Don't rush. Where are you rushing to? Don't rush. Tell your neighbor, don't rush. Now number 8. Now can I talk to all the mothers? All the mothers in the house, can I beg you? Don't put your children under pressure. Me, I won't see all my grandchildren. You will be alive. You will see them. But allow them to take their time. Somebody here. Pastor, if we not do sharp, the womb will close. I am the one that gave the cancer. Come to me, I will pray for you. The womb will open. Is somebody getting it? So that we will not put young people under too much pressure. Now, I remember when we got married, my wife was already pregnant. And women in the church, one would just come and just wait in the heaven now. He never carry. Now, my wife would just smile because I told her that pregnancy, they know they make noise about the thing. By the time the thing starts, they come out, they go, no. So don't just worry, just laugh. Now, it could have, she was not pregnant that time. Do you imagine the kind of drama? Do you imagine the kind of thing that she'll be thinking in her mind? My daughter, Pastor X's wife, thank God, she's pregnant right now. We're trusting God for her baby. But before we know, they're touching her to have fun, have fun. When do they marry that you are troubling us? So we live in a generation where people can push you to the wall. And tell your neighbor, nobody will push me to the wall. Take your seat in God's house. Now, if you forget anything from this service, remember this one. Don't prove any points to anyone. Allow God to prove the point for you. When you start proving points, God will remove his hand and say, okay, continue. I don't prove any point to anybody. I am on my own. My name is Pastor Victor Onuche. You cannot have any other Pastor Victor that looks like me. I am Pastor Victor. So be yourself. Tell your neighbor, be yourself. Now, point number 8. Things people do that makes them to get broke financially. It's squandering all your income without saving. squandering all your income without saving. Notice this. Anyone that squander all of his or her income has no future. And such a one can never escape poverty. Squandering all your income without savings. Anyone that squander all his or her income has no future. So if you are here, the salary you are getting, constantly you spend everything, you don't have a future. So Pastor, what should I do after this service? As soon as you get your salary, remove your covenant practice from inside, then divide the money into two. Into two. What happens? One of it should meet the immediate need. The other, save it. Save it and get safe opportunities to grab opportunities. Hear this. The Lord told me that the least among us will be as strong as and mighty as David. The Lord told me that in Baltimore, He's raising millionaires and billionaires. And the people that are hearing the sound of my voice are saying amen right now. They are the ones that will handle the millions and the billions and the trillions. So that's the reason why I'm teaching what I'm teaching right now. If you are here, say amen. Now, within the week, the Lord asked me to listen to all the messages on covenant of wealth. When I listened to it, I sat down as Brother Victor, hearing Pastor Victor preaching. And while I listened to the message, I told myself, anyone that's in burden bearers that doesn't go to receive our audio messages to listen to is already wasting his life, not knowing. There are things you hear that put you under pressure. Under pressure. Presently, right now, I am under pressure to succeed. Now, the pressure is a good one. You get it? Now, can I tell you one of the reasons why I'm succeeding? I have a father that supervised my life. And he puts me under pressure. Victor, this is what I want you to achieve now. Look, I've submitted my life for him to mentor me, for him to father me. So me and my mates, we are not mates in results. Why? I have a man that's ahead of me that knows life that's helping me. Now, the reason why you are here today is so that I can put you under pressure. Take your destiny serious. As money comes to your hand, save. Don't spend everything. Tell your neighbor, don't spend everything. That person is not hearing you. Don't spend everything. Point number 9. Resigning from a job out of anger and staying idle till you get another job. This makes people to be broke. Out of anger. The way my boss, they talk to me, I don't like him. You better like him, so that you can receive your salary. One of my daughter called me from Abuja. I said, Papa, you can't imagine this. Good English. You can't imagine this. As soon as she was talking, I allowed her to say everything. My boss shouted at me. My boss said this to me. I said, good English. Calm down. So I want to resign. I've already written my resignation letter. I said, thank God you called me. If you submit that letter, I will disown you. Continue. That's the kind of boss you need. Not the one that will pet you. Then I asked, I said, tell me the truth. What happened? He said, sir, I came late 5 minutes. Just 5. I said, that's the reason why he needs to give you query. I said, if it is me, I will shout on you more. Now, see, I have seen people that have resigned out of anger. You have anger in this place. Please pray on it. Work on it. See, there's nobody that God cannot change. You position yourself for God to change you. People have resigned out of anger and they went up and said, me, and with my degree, I'll get another job. Nigeria today, you need God. I mean, number one, you got angry. God is angry without your anger. So then you come and say, I want to get another job. See, God is angry without your what? Your anger. Then you are coming to pray again. So don't resign out of anger. I've seen people that have left their boss office and say, I'm not learning this handwork again. Why? My boss shouted at me. There are many of our parents, if they tell you what they went through, when they were learning that handwork, they use hammer. Their boss used hammer and hit their head. That was what corrected their head that they gave that to you. If you are here, say amen. See, there are things that our parents must tell us. My late dad told me, the man that brought him to Makurdi, that he was sleeping in the man's house. on the ground, in the sitting room, not on the bed, on the floor. When my dad told me, that added to the reason why I packed out of my father's house. While I packed, I was lying down on mat. Today I have Vitaphone. So there are things you need to hear that will put you under pressure. So don't resign because of anger. Is somebody getting it? So in case they are correcting you in your workplace where you are learning handwork, please go through the training. I call it the process of life. Tell your neighbor, process of life. Now hear this. I've told us countless times, my spiritual father knelt me down in front of his house. Why? I came late to a meeting. Mother Market closed and I was kneeling down. Imagine, oh God. And I was not angry. He did it to me 3 times. Now, if I tell one of my ministers or somebody in the crowd to kneel down and say, ah, Papa embarrassed me. Me, it was a good embarrassment. It made my head to be correct. Today now, anything I'm going for, I go early. Why? The training that my father gave to me, my spiritual father. There are people you need to frame your life. I work with Reverend Phoenix. Our time to be at the office, I was his PA. And say, PA, if you come to this office 15 minutes after 7, you are late. I will deal with you. Josh, you know him now. The man is extremely strict. Extremely strict. I have not seen any man of God that's strict like that man. Victor, go and lock the gate now. Yes, sir. And I'll just go straight. My friend Evans Ruben were working in the same office. And my friend came late. And this was the person that he was very instrumental to my salvation and to me serving God with this fire. He was the one that connected me to God's man Evans Ruben, my spiritual father. The same person, I am ahead of him in my workplace. I am the PA. Him is the Bible study coordinator. And he came late. God's man said, I should go and lock the gate. When I went to lock the gate, then I saw my friend, Victor. I said, ah! Step back. I locked the gate. So, my friend was looking at my eye. I was telling me that, oh God, they back. I said, when I was leaving the house, because I knew that he was behind. So when I was leaving the house, why did you prepare the same time? I said, God's man said, I should lock the gate. So everyone that comes to join you here, when I turned, I just saw God somewhere. I said, sir, I told him to be outside. I said, very good. Go and do your job. When we closed, I had my friend. I said, oh, forgive me. Now walk. The office with him. Now do you know that the next day, some persons came to work before 7 o'clock. That thing organized all our life. So you need people that are very hard so that you can become what God wants you to become. If you are here, say amen. Can I pray a prayer for you? Those ones that are lousy, those ones that are lazy. May Lord send people into your life that will discipline you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now hear this. People have missed their flight because of late coming. They have missed their flight. Meaning you paid the ticket for the flight. Only because of you had a master degree in coming late. You know, we have people that have degree. There are people that have master degree. There are people that have PhD in coming late. You are that kind of person. Please repent. Learn how to come early to God's house. If you're here, say amen. And that leads us to point number 10. Things people do that makes them to get broke financially. Number 10. Lack of discipline in spending and lack of proper planning. Lack of discipline in spending and lack of proper planning. Now hear this. Can I teach us how to use our money? The other time I taught us in a financial series, but let me buttress on it again. When money comes to your hand, the first thing to do is remove God's own portion. Covenant practice. Tithing, offering, your offering for the month, prophet offering, project offering, and all of the givings that you know that you give in church and you give in the ministry. Remove all of that. The next thing that you need to do is remove money for your immediate need. Then the next thing is remove money to save. Those are the 3 things you do constantly. If you do it constantly, greatness is sure. Greatness is sure. Very important. If you are here, say amen. And that leads us to point number 11. Things people do that makes them get broke financially. Number 11, refusing to start small. Refusing to start small. Two scriptures. Zechariah chapter 4, verse number 10a. Zechariah chapter 4, verse number 10a. Thank you, Jesus. We love your knowledge. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence.
We love your presence.
We love your precepts.
We love your precepts.
What is your fragrance?
What is your fragrance? What are you saying now?
Point number 11, we say refusal to start small. Zechariah 4, verse 10. Yes, 10a.
Zechariah 4, verse 10a. For who had despised the day of small things?
The Bible said, who had despised the days of small things? In other words, don't despise the days of little beginning. Don't despise the days of small things. Hear this. Every one of us, you must have a little beginning. Now my spiritual father said this to me. It made me, I decided to calm down and just to follow God. He said there are some ministers that will start ministry up, then a time will come God will bring them down and say, come back to square one, stand there, start again. While others will start and they will start ascending in life, then they will get to the peak in life. So he asked me, which one do you want? Tell me, I want to start small and go big. Very important. Anyone that wants to succeed, start small and grow big. I have seen people that started great. You just say, millionaire 25, millionaire 30. Let's watch that guy. Let's give him 50 years. He didn't sweat for the money. So he will not know how to use it wisely. There are some persons that are here, the way you don't suffer. If God give you 10 million naira, 10 billion naira, see, the way you even use it, the way you hold it, they say you stingy, make it stingy there. Hold the money and invest it wisely. Wisely. Why you see people when they're school? No, see, there are people that, if the devil wants to hit them, the devil should just touch the money and they lose everything. Those persons, they will die under 5 years because they can't stand the shock. But there are many of us now, with the things you have gone through, if you lose 1 million naira, it doesn't make any sense to you. Because you have lost all that money before. The one that owned your life collected. Let's stop there. You have gone through things, so it will not shake you again. So that's the reason why you must start what? Start small. Now, I went for a ministration several years ago. When Body Mirrors, when we started, the one we went to that village, that Idoma village. Hi. And the Lord said I should not eat. Lord of Jesus. And I'm the preacher. Preacher should not eat. First day, we came with hot fasting. That night, God said I should not eat. I was the one preaching. All of us were already tired because of the stress of the car, the way they put us in the car. God, we need to help us. Then with all the stress now, I came up to preach, strength came. I finished preaching, strength left. The next morning again, we're still going, I was the preacher. My people that followed me, they were just backing me up in prayer. The reason why I could go through all of that is because I started from somewhere. So start small and grow what? Grow big. Now look at Job chapter 8, verse number 7. Job chapter 8, verse number 7. Yes.
Job 8, verse number 7. though thy beginning was small, yet the latter end should greatly increase.
Now this is a scripture for everyone. Though your beginning right now is small. And somebody laughed at you and say, ah, all this now mushroom church, all this now mushroom business, don't worry. Though your beginning is what? Is small. What will happen tomorrow? Your later end, your tomorrow will be greater than what? Than today. Lay your right hand on your chest and prophesy into your life. Today I'm starting small, but I'm seeing a better future, a brighter future. Lift your voice as you pray. I'm seeing a brighter future, a brighter future. I'm seeing a brighter future. I'm seeing a brighter future. I am not an ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. I am destined for greatness. My tomorrow is brighter than today. My status is changing. I said, "Go back at the sila da baba haya." Notice this. Take your seat in God's house. Notice. Beloved, it is God's desire that you start small and grow big. Write it down. It's God's desire that you start small and grow big. If you know this, it will save you stress. Start small, grow big. It's God's desire. Notice, this is God's system for growth. That you start small and grow big. Start small, grow big. There's something called the process of God. See, there are things that God has taught me. A man of God invited us to one of the city with the things that God has taught me that I don't do ministry for money. We fueled our car, full tank. We went for the program. After we ministered powerfully well, the man of God brought an envelope. It's a man of God. He said, "Ah, please, forgive me. This is what we could afford. What was in the envelope? 5,000 naira. Moses, how much do we buy a full tank?" So, and in that room, I went with my men. I gave them the money, 1,000 naira all. And I arrived home. My wife received me. Said, "How was the ministration? Powerful, mighty." Now, hear this. While I got home, my wife just asked me, "How's this?" I said, "Fine, God is helping." So she noticed that as before, when we go for meetings, when I come back, "How was the meeting?" "Fine. God honored us. God did mighty things. You can check online. There are things there." Then I will check and give her envelope as my bank manager. So she discovered that there was no envelope coming forth. So she left it to the next day. So then I related the matter to her. I said, "That program, God helped us. And God still helped us again." So she laughed. But do you know, it's not where you preach that God will reward you from. A few days after, somebody transferred one huge amount of money into my account. Few days after. So the things I've learned in the past, there are some men of God that will shout at that man of God, "Is something wrong with you? That I came all the way from Makurdi here, then you are giving me this kind of envelope." That guy has not gone through the process. If you go through process, I understood how ministry was bothersome. We invited Pastor Connor to Makurdi the first time. I was just waiting for the ground to sink for me to enter. I brought somebody from Kaduna. The money we arranged to host God's servant, the money was not enough. We went to rent hotel. When I heard the price of the hotel, I said, "God, help me. If you don't help us, we'll die here." And this is the man that raised my wife. See, what an embarrassment. end the program, something happened that something spoiled. We had to repair that thing. And on the day when this man was going, all we carried was 15,000. I looked stupefied. When I knelt down before God and I said, sir, this is our little beginning. No. His brother said, no, don't worry. I don't preach for money. And the money he spent, while he was coming, he had flat tire. I bought two tires. He said he spent 100 plus to come. Then imagine your pastor was coming with 15,000. That was the first time he came home. How many years ago? 15,000 naira. And this man prayed for us and blessed us and went to Kaduna. So when he went, somebody transferred 300,000 to him. This man preached his heart. The money we planned to give to him at our level that time was 50,000, but he could not reach. All the prayers I prayed, 50,000 could not come out. But the last time he came, we honored him full time. He was saying that, Kai, that no, that don't despise me when they are starting small. We honored him. Before he reached the hotel, food is already waiting. My wife was standby. Then we eat and eat and eat. He said, pastor, look at how I'm getting fat. Mbazu was always going to the hotel room. The Lord give you understanding. Take your seat in God's house. Minister Ochea was doing protocol very well. Because the ministry was moving. So hear this. Everyone must have what? A little beginning. So please, go back to your business. And stand there, the CEO. These are my days of little beginning. There are several years that somebody said he cannot join boarding brass because it's where two or three are gathered. I saw that person in the miracle night. He was sitting behind. I said, you came too? When we were one or two, wherever two or three are gathered, he did not come. But right now that God has increased the house, he came. I said, come in July. When we start our first and second overflow, I said, God, delay that guy. It will be the third overflow. He will sit down. So anyone that's mocking at you today, just be happy. So anybody that wants to laugh should be laughing, you know? Because tomorrow, the same people will come and join us and say, see, we're praying for you. We were praying for you. You see, if you know the kind of prayer I was praying for you, huh? Anybody that's mocking you, just allow the person. So it is God's system for us to start what small and what? And grow big. But hear this. You are permitted to start small, but don't die small. You are permitted to start small, but don't die small. See, you have what it takes to become a great man. You have what it takes to take your business to the next level. So hear this. That's why you need to listen to our message on covenant of wealth. I have taught so much that you are not permitted to fail. The powers from your father's house that wants you to fail, they have not given birth to those powers. I want to bless God for what God is doing. After the first two, three teachings, so many of our men, they started engaging several things. One went to Onitsha and went with the mindset that my spirit is open to take up opportunities. He was doing one line of business, then somebody connected him to another line of business. Then he called me and said, Daddy, this is the opportunity that's coming. I said, take the opportunity, grab it, grab the two. When he came to Makodi, he said, Daddy, but you need to pray on this thing. The person wants to give me monies in millions. So, Daddy, what should I do? I said, give me. And it was during that our dry fast. I said, on Sunday, I will give you a reply. While I prayed, the Lord showed me why it was working. So I called him that Sunday and I told him, continue, it will work. He called the person the next day and said, okay, you can send the money. Now it is story, it is history. His life has changed. Is somebody getting it? So you are permitted to start small, but then what? Don't die small. Tell your neighbor, I will start small, but I will not die small. If you're here, say amen. Now, point number 12. Things people do that makes them to get broke in life. Number 12. Borrowing to compete with others. Borrowing to compete with others. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12. Borrowing to compete with others. 2 Corinthians 10, verse number 12. Yes.
10 verse 12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but them measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise.
So if we compare ourselves to ourselves, it's a sign that we are not what? We are not wise. Now hear this, all fingers are not equal. They gave that to us on different days. Now hear this. In case your friend is getting married, dance with your friend. Do all that you need to do on his wedding day. Hear this. Your own time too is coming. Your own time is coming. While I sat in Pastor Excel's wedding, I was just remembering my own wedding. I said, oh, my own now is outdated. His own is the recent. Now come next Saturday, it is Minister Tony. His wedding is going to be what? The latest. Now people that bought cars those days, 504, how many of us know 504? B2. Those guys that were using B2 and say, ah, we are the ones in town. If you bring B2 out right now, we'll be laughing at you. But what we need now is what? It's Prado. Is someone getting it? Prado, the latest model. I was privileged to enter my spiritual father, his new ride. And when I entered, I discovered the AC was coming like this. Not from here. It was hitting me everywhere. I said, oh God. No, they are cars and they are what? They are cars. So hear this. Don't compete with your friends. See, just have rest of mind. Rest of mind. Hey, my age is going. Yeah, part of the things we do on this platform is I will push you to destiny. But hear this. While you pray, while you press, meaning God, even you to know that this is my best I'm giving. I will not compete with anybody. I'm on my own. If you want to go, be going. Hear this. Why the animals, when they were entering into the ark, cheetah, the fastest animal, was running with speed. But the snail, you know snail on the ground, was crawling. And the cheetah entered into the ark and was waiting. Until that snail entered the ark, Noah could not lock the ark. So until you enter into destiny, the door of destiny will never close. You must enter into your destiny. You didn't hear me? I said you must enter into your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take your seat in God's house. Number 13 now. Things people do that makes them to get broke financially is what I call pride. Pride. The pride of refusing to walk. The pride of refusing to walk. Now, James 4, verse 6. Ah, thank you, Jesus. I see you taking me. You are taking me to a height I've never been before.
I see you lifting me, you are taking me to the place I've never been before.
Is that your prayer?
I see you lifting me, you are taking me
to the height
I've never
seen before. Very sensitive. When I raise a song, it's a sign that God wants to give men a lifting. When you hear me sing song, I don't just sing song for singing sake. I sing song because it dropped in my spirit. You're going to connect to this song for your next level. If you are sitting down, you are doing the wrong thing. I want you to sing this song from the depth of your heart. I've never been before. Oh,
so you're lifting.
You are
taking me
to a height,
to a height I've never been before.
I see you lifting me. You are taking me.
Praise Jesus.
To a place I've never been before.
I see you lifting.
I see you lifting.
You are taking
me. You are taking me to a place.
To the high,
I've never been before.
while you remain standing, I will give you just the two more points. Point number 11. Pick your notes on your palm before we pray now. Number 14, things that people do that makes them get broke financially. Number 14 is planning with another man's pockets in mind. Planning with another man's pockets or money in mind. Meaning what you are planning right now, you are looking at somebody's pocket, your uncle, your auntie. That's my uncle's pocket. Ah, my uncle is rich, oh, he's in Abuja, he's going to help me. No, meaning you will fail on that journey. And number 15, inability to say no, or what I call lack of self-control. As money comes, the money is what controls you now. No, lack of self-control can make people to become broke in life. It's 15 points. It's because of the Lord loves you. That's why he brought you my way this afternoon. The prayer you are going to pray is, Lord, I receive wisdom to run my life. Put that scripture on the screen that says, use your head. Lord, I receive wisdom to run my life. I want to run my life like an intelligent believer. Like one that was bought by the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, I receive wisdom to run my finances. I receive wisdom to run my finances wisely. Lift your voice as you pray. Mighty name of prayer.
Amen.
Lord, you told me to preach your word that you will take it up from there. Lord, what your people, what they have received today, may it remain on the canvas of their mind. No rest until you do the right thing.
Amen.
I decree that the sky is your starting point.
Amen.
It is well with you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now take your seat in God's house. Give Jesus a clap of if you were blessed.
We believe you've been greatly blessed. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onisha. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated, on Instagram and Telegram at Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. We love and celebrate you.